This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 9 for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, seeing follow-through buying interest after yesterday's corrective bounce off nearby lows. Canola up $3 to over $6 November, up an even $6 at $600.60 per ton. That move above $600 was somewhat supportive from a chart standpoint, although the market appears to be stalling out around that resistance point. Persistent dryness concerns in parts of Western Canada were supportive, although North American growing conditions remain favorable overall. Gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also underpinned canola, while the Chicago soy complex is narrowly mixed. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of Monday's USDA supply-demand report behind some of the activity. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, the bias turning lower though, down 7 cents in the November contract at 10.11 per bushel. The relatively favorable U.S. crop weather continued to weigh on prices, with no major concerns in the forecasts. However, solid export demand was supportive, with weekly U.S. soybean sales topping expectations at about 1.3 million tons of old and new crop business combined. A strike by oilseed workers in Argentina was also supportive. Corn, also pressured by the good U.S. growing conditions, but holding on to small gains, up a penny in September at $3.84 per bushel. Old crop U.S. corn export sales were solid, coming in at just under 500,000 tons, although new crop business was below trade expectations at only 249,000 tons. Positioning ahead of that USDA report was a feature, with average trade expectations calling for a slight increase in corn yields from the July report. Wheat is moving lower in most months now. Minneapolis spring wheat, 2 cents lower in the September contract at $5.84 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in the September contract at $5.51 per bushel. And the Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents in September at $5.35¾. Declining production estimates out of Europe were a bit supportive, with excess moisture hurting harvest operations in France and Germany. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales, though, were at the lower end of trade guesses at about 274,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.